Sis, let me ask you something. Are you tired of starting strong and slipping back into old patterns? If you're ready to develop real discipline, that is spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, then this 21-day discipline bootcamp is for you. I am inviting you to join my 21-day discipline bootcamp happening April 21st through May 12th, 2025. This is a transformational experience for Black female entrepreneurs and leaders who are ready to align their behaviors, mindsets, and emotional responses with the Word of God. Let's face it, y'all. It's time to break cycles. Okay, it's time to build consistency and become the focused, self-controlled, purpose-driven woman you were created to be. If you are ready to transform your mind, your emotional responses, and your behaviors that align with Christ, go ahead and click the link in my show notes or go to thedreak.com/21daybootcamp. This bootcamp will be jam-packed with prayer calls, live sessions, weekly coaching videos, community, and more. This is it. This is the moment. This is your opportunity to transform your mind, your will, and your emotions by learning to develop discipline in the very areas where the enemy has dwelled in. This is the moment that you have been waiting for. This is the moment you have been praying to God for. I am so incredibly proud of you for making this decision to take the next step in your spiritual and emotional development journey. I am so excited to see you all there. Let's go ahead and get back into the episode.
Girl, look.
Don't use God.
Don't use God for your own personal.
Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're
burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. Going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Drea K, back with another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. Are y'all all right? Because that last episode, I don't know, I just felt like the Lord kind of stepped on in and did what he needed to do because we love him. Amen. And we will let him have his way anytime, anywhere, anyplace. I am excited to bring you guys another episode. However, or I should say, in addition to that, follow me on my YouTube channel because the Lord is having me do some content over there. And I'm thinking about extracting that audio from those videos on YouTube and just uploading them here on the podcast. But I'm also just doing it visually. So I'm doing a bunch of content and I'm uploading it on my YouTube. So if you want to see the video content version of the audios, go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel. The link is in my description box below. The Lord is really getting on me about working smarter. As you all know, God has been talking to me heavily about just like doing things with excellency in my business, but also doing things that are more efficient. Doing things that are helping me to save time and energy and so that I don't create burnout and I don't experience burnout in my creativity journey and in my entrepreneurship journey. This morning, instead of, you know, focusing my mind and my attention on the things that I have to do, I literally just woke up. I left my phone on the charger. I started praying to God and he began to lead me. Y'all know that this process gets interrupted when we pick up them phones and start scrolling on social media. Y'all know it gets interrupted when we go straight into the things that we need to do instead of spending that time with God. So this morning she was obedient. Okay. This morning she was intentional. She was like, I know the Lord is calling me to do X, Y, and Z, but what we are not going to do is get overwhelmed and allow ourselves to lead in this season of our lives. So I wrote a Substack article this morning, The Effects of Emotional Unavailability. If you want to read that, that is on my Substack. That link is in the description box as well. Why I keep saying description box? Show notes. It is in my show notes. It is, look, it's where the links be. Okay? Wherever you find the link, that's where it is. I also wrote a few chapters in one of my books, and I wrote the chorus for another new song. What is Jesus doing? The Lord gave me a dream early this morning before I fully woke up, and it was basically me on stage preaching, singing, doing this, doing that. So for any of you prophetic people that are listening to this podcast episode, I want you to understand that you are this and that. It's not going to be just one or the other. It's going to be both. Mm-mm. Yes, God is going to use you in ministry, and he's going to use you in the entertainment space. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're one of them. Which is why we are heavily focused in this season on getting prepared for ministry, whether that ministry be in a church or in the religious space or entertainment business, wherever God is sending you. We are getting prepared, like for real, for real. One of those resources to get prepared is the 21-Day Discipline Bootcamp. Y'all already know. We have officially launched the bootcamp. It is open for registration and enrollment. There are payment plans available. I did lower the price so that more people can, just get an opportunity to experience the 21-day experience of the actual 6-month coaching program. So that link is in the show notes as well, if you would like to sign up and go ahead and transform your life. Amen.
Amen.
Since God has been talking to me heavily about being efficient in my business, he has been giving me this strategy, and this is for all my content creators. If you are thinking about doing long form content, meaning videos that are longer than what, like a minute or 5 minutes or so, and you want to place them on YouTube, take the actual, like, certain clips of the long video and use the shorter clips for other platforms. For example, the video that I am uploading on my YouTube channel today, that's about, 25 to 30 minutes. But God, as I was editing it, God was telling me, go ahead and clip this part and clip that part, re-upload these pieces on to YouTube, and just do like a different thumbnail. It's the same video, but it's a different message. It's a certain message that God wants me to highlight as I am clipping those video clips. Drea, that sounds cool, but I don't know how to clip nothing. I don't know how to edit. I don't know how to film. I don't know how to do anything. Oh, well, you need to join the Living in Pursuit community. Stop playing. I got you. Okay? The community is your resource for developing your brand and your business God's way, first and foremost, but also learning branding and marketing strategies, learning how to develop your skill set in content creation and all of the things entrepreneurship brings. Creating a landing page, building your email list, creating a website, developing strategies for your campaigns and your launches, if you're launching a new service or a new product, all of what you need to know and learn how to actually do that inside of the community. We will meet every week on Monday for a strategy session inside of the community, and we will also meet for prayer throughout the week in the morning. There will be live lessons that will teach you how to develop your skill set in certain areas of marketing and branding. So if you need this, sign up for the community. The link is in the show notes as well. There is a lot going on. What else do I need to say and announce? Oh, the Bloom to Pursue. My first in-person event happening May 24th, which is a Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. I am doing my first in-person interview in Baton Rouge. So if you are a female entrepreneur, a Christian, a woman of God, and God is calling you to step into your true identity and pursue the thing the thing that you know he's calling you to pursue, to actually do it, begin the journey of doing so, and you need a little reigniting, you need a little push, a little accountability, a little strategy, go ahead and sign up for that as well. The link is in the show notes too. Lord, it's a lot going on. Anyway, I did an interview with one of my 21-day discipline boot camp participants in my first boot camp in 2022. She has been a faithful follower, supporter of mine, even off of social media. She has literally sent me messages of encouragement, randomly sowing into me and my ministry and podcast and everything like that, just randomly, because the Lord told her to do it. And I'm sitting up here like, Lord, who am I to be blessed with such people? You are so good for sending these people to me, Lord. So I wanted to interview her so that she can tell you guys of her own personal experience. I did not send her any questions. We did not talk beforehand. I literally just said, hey, do you want to do an interview talking about your experience in the 21-day discipline bootcamp? She was like, sure. And we did it over Zoom. That video version of this episode is on YouTube as well. And I'm going to link it in the show notes too. But yeah, I just decided to share it with you guys, and I hope that it encourages you to sign up, but also encourages you to really step into your unique calling, to really begin trusting God and his leading and in the direction that he's telling you to go in. We are literally in a season of obedience. This is a season of doing whatever it is that God is telling us to do, no matter what it looks like. No matter how hard it's going to be, no matter the consequences, right? We have to trust wherever God is leading us, and we just have to do what he tells us to do. Why? Because we love him. Okay? We love him. And yeah, it'd be hard. We be in our feelings. But ultimately, he is getting us closer and closer to purpose. So I'm going to share that interview with you guys. I pray that it is encouraging to you all. Go ahead and sign up for the 21-day discipline bootcamp if you haven't already. Leave a rating, leave a review of this actual episode. Let the people know. Let the people know what's going on over here at the Living in Pursuit podcast. I love you guys, and I will talk to you soon.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I am Jasmine Unique, and I have met Drea through her bootcamp, her 21-day discipline boot camp in 2022. It's been a long time, but I'm super excited because I have grown since then. So yeah, right now I just do creative things. I'm a leader of a group called Living Single Collective and Self Within. So I'm excited to share what's going on.
2022 was the year that I actually started the boot camp. I didn't know what God was doing. I didn't even know what this was. All I know was I was just waking up in the middle of the night, getting like information and clarity on what it is that, you know, he was calling me to do and say and all the modules and stuff like that. So when I finally put it out there, I didn't know who was going to come. I didn't know how it was going to perform, but you came. So tell me about like the initiation, like when you saw the video or when you saw the promotion, what was going on through your mind when you first saw the promotion of the bootcamp?
Absolutely. So first, I actually saw you on TikTok. I saw a few of your videos and started to follow you. And I was like, okay, this girl got a little bonus, a little something on the inside. And then I started that you promoted your discipline bootcamp. And I was like, I got to be a part of that because I need that community. I need someone to be on my tail and just helping me to grow spiritually and have that community to be focused and to just discipline myself with my spirituality. So I had to do it. It was a new year. 2022 was coming. And I was like, this is the perfect time for me to start that journey.
And it's so funny you say perfect time because I started working on that bootcamp, I want to say December of 2021. And I believe I had just like quit some job or something the Lord told me to do. And when I did it in December, it was like, okay, women need to get disciplined at the start of the year. Like, right. If you're going to go into the year 2022, you're going to have to be disciplined in your relationship with God, right? So what are some areas in your life, in your relationship with God that you kind of lack discipline in?
Yeah, so now or are you talking about previously?
Previously, when you decided to sign up for the boot camp and everything like
Right.
that, it appealed to you. What was going on through your mind as it pertains to, okay, I need this discipline in this specific area of my life?
Absolutely. So in 2022, it was hard for me to pick up that Bible for real because your girl, I love to read a good juicy book. But when it comes to, reading about Meshach, Meshach, and Abednego, I was just like, okay, baby, I just, whoo. So it just took me a moment to really get disciplined and to read the Bible and to spend time in his word and to just also have that community. I was in that time frame where I felt like God had isolated me. I was in wilderness. And so, because of that, I felt like I was alone in my walk with God. And I really needed people who are also on that journey and also doing the same thing. And just, I feel like I could really relate to you because you were very real and just open about what's going on in your life. And it definitely will help women to join just because of your transparency. So, just dealing with or desiring to have that steadfast walk with God was what I was looking for.
Again, like that was the whole like premise. That was the whole like desire to help women get disciplined. And it was something that God had already previously dealt with me about. But honestly, when I decided to put like I knew it was going to be 3 weeks, right? And I knew that I was just stepping into something new. I was like, okay, I need to put a price on this. Like, I don't even know what this is. I don't know what we're doing, but I need to put a price on it. And so you saw the video on TikTok, you heard the message, whatever it was that I said. I don't even know what I said, but you gravitated towards it and you clicked on the link and you decided to sign up. You made a financial investment.
I did.
You didn't know me. You have never saw me before. It was just literally, I guess, perfect timing. It was something that God placed on my heart to do. And so when I put it out there, it literally, like, he sent the clients to me. He sent
Right.
you to me. So what was going through your mind after you made that investment in yourself?
Absolutely. Because for one, I'm gonna let y'all know right now, I'm not the one to be paying for programs, paying for coaching, paying for this. That's not me. I don't usually do that. So I knew that it was something that I felt led to. I was okay, I'm going to do it. I've kind of observed you for a little bit, and I feel like this is something that God is definitely pointing me to do, especially at the top of the new year. January 2022 was a year that I was like, okay, I'm going to start doing things for myself and investing in myself. And it was a perfect divine opportunity for me to do that because not only did I get help with it came to spirituality, I also was more disciplined in my like physical body and just working out and gym, all that kind of stuff. So it really did help align with a lot of different areas of my life. And I was excited about it. So I felt like it was a great opportunity for me to start the new year fresh, a fresh mind, and just being able to be renewed.
And I commend you for your investment and things like that because I'm the same way. I'm not gonna put my money nowhere
Right.
where I don't feel like God is calling me to do it. You know, like if God is not telling me to do this, I'm just that type of person. I'm like, okay, whatever. So you made that step. You put your credit card number in.
Girl.
You made that step. You got that confirmation email, and it was time to go. So, when it came time for the challenge to start, on day one, what was going through your mind?
On day one, I was excited. I was ready for the boot camp. I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest. Because I'm like, okay, this is a boot camp. What are we about to be doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really know exactly what the process was going to be, but I felt like you had a lot of things that were organized. You were very structured in your walk and also with the tools that you were using. You had everything laid out. So I was like, okay, I don't know whatever. The prayer calls, I really enjoyed that as well. And just because we just ha got together as a community, and just even if it's a small community, big community, however the numbers are, just having people there with you in that journey really does touch you and helps you to have, stay motivated. So I was excited to start.
So, with all of the structure, we got up early in the morning. I believe it was like 6 a.m. for a prayer. There was a live session once a week, I believe. And then there were some videos that you guys were able to, download and watch and everything like that. So initially during that process, like when you started going through the challenge as the days progressed and you were going through the videos and things like that, what challenges came up for you? Like it was a 21-day discipline boot camp challenge. What, like, how did it actually challenge you? Did it challenge you to wake up early in the morning? Like, did it challenge you to be disciplined in your studying in the morning, in the nighttime? Did it challenge you to create some type of routine? Like, what was your experience with that challenge?
Yeah, so it definitely challenged me to wake up in the morning. I'm not an early morning person. I like my little sleeping beauty, honey. So it challenged me to wake up in the morning earlier, especially to have that corporate prayer and to just tag along with the other ladies and pray and just spend that time with God. It definitely helped. And I still do that once, twice a week, actually. I talk on the phone with women. And we pray. And that was really inspired by you and your boot camp. Just by doing that, it got me in the mood to just have that community. So just keep going. I ain't gotta stop just because we're out of it. So I really thank you for that. And another thing is just being lazy. I was definitely lazy. I didn't really feel like doing a lot of things, but it also helped me to just have my focused mind so that I can go out here. I was doing Zumba, I was doing working out, going hiking, all these things. So again, the boot camp is not just a spiritual thing. Yes, it does help you get closer to God. It helps you to build your faith. But during that process, it would truly help you to also have other things that are going to be connected to you, whether it's your physical aspect or your mindset, whatever it may be, will all come into alignment. So
When I first did the 21-day discipline boot camp, my first one, this one that we're talking about, I wasn't even thinking about, oh, they can use this in other areas of their life.
right,
I
exactly.
mean, they're already up in the morning, they've just prayed, and now they're able to like be led by God. Now they're like open to whatever it is that He wants to say, whatever it is that they want, whatever it is that He wants them to do. During that time, was there a like a like an encounter per se that you had with God during that time? Was there something that you probably weren't able to hear him clearly, or you probably wouldn't, had sought him in a particular area in your life before the boot camp? Like, what was your experience with that?
Yeah, so I want to say that my personal experience, I know one of the videos that you put out was like knowing your gifts, your giftings, your callings. And that really associated with me because I had to make sure that I was walking in my purpose. And I didn't start in 2022 right away, but it took some time for me to walk into my purpose. But just knowing what my gifts were and just knowing how to operate in that and to see your leadership skills help me to be able to recognize that within myself. And to just be bold and not be ashamed to spread the gospel when it comes to people, friends, family, community, whoever it may be. I think that was really important in my walk with God is to just know my giftings, know my callings, be who God called me to be, and just changing my thought process as well. I believe you had one of the videos about that that also helped me because everything comes to our mind, like how we think. Is how we're going to move, how we're going to do all those things. So the way that our mindset is really important. So I think you really touched on having a good mindset, renewing your mind, being transformed, and that is really what's important when it comes to having discipline and keeping it.
As far as like all of the videos, all of the content, because we had a lot of content, right? I know that you gave feedback around that time, 2022, you gave the feedback of you believe that some of the videos were a little long.
Right, a bit, a bit.
Little bit. So was it not a distraction, but like, did it hinder your learning process, your retention? Like, why did you believe it was like too long? Like, speak on your feedback that you gave.
Absolutely. So I think now, between myself now and back then, I'm two totally different people. So 2025. I now have the attention span and the capacity to want to sit and watch a longer video. However, when you're first, if you're first really connecting with people and just diving into your spirituality and learning, it may be a little bit too much consumption at once. So I think just trying to like shorten those videos just so you can get all that you need within those videos, because people's attention span can be like, ooh. We live in a day and age where we're just scrolling, honey, and it's just like, okay, hurry up to get to the point. But I think it's just, maybe like a good 30-minute or whatever could be a perfect time frame. I know some of it was hitting an hour, which is okay. If the information is there, it's there. But maybe my suggestion or feedback could be like to break it up. Like maybe, okay, Monday, this would be watch 20 minutes of this video, even though it could be an hour for the week, 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there. And y'all can talk about it or whatever. But other than that, it was still a great program.
And that is something that I took into consideration because, me personally, I kind of structured this around, okay, if I was a teacher, if I was stepping into my teacher hat, what would be the best way to teach them how to do this, do that, right? So the training slides and the presentations and things like that was the creative, that was the fun part. But at that time, I just felt like I needed to drill them. I needed to pipe this into their mindset. They need to know what the Lord is saying, right? And so I did take that into consideration and I did shorten the videos, or I just broke the longer videos up into part one, part two, things like that. So thank you. Was it easier to keep up with a discipline routine after the challenge? I know you kind of spoke about that a little bit, but a week later, 2 weeks later, did you find yourself still having those same type of discipline routines?
Absolutely. And that's kind of shocking to say the least, especially in 2022, for me to kind of keep having that routine with something new. Because I would always pick up something and I would drop it. I would have it for just a short amount of time and I would be like, okay, next, what else is happening? I wouldn't keep those same habits, but I was definitely focused. And I think one thing that you should have is to be ready for the program, be ready for it, whether you know what's going to happen or not. Just know that it's something that can be life-changing for you, and just go ahead and take the initiative to do it. So for me, I definitely took heed to a lot of the things that you shared with throughout the class, throughout the boot camp, and just staying in touch with you and some of the things that you were doing, other things that, other classes that you were doing, whatever it may be. Just staying in touch and having that community really helped me to stay grounded and to keep those things into perspective when it came to my life. So again, I did stay committed to that. I also had my, like I said, I was working out, doing my whole physical plan as well. Literally at the same time, I was doing both of them. And I think that's really what helped me to stay motivated, because in 2022, I did lose like 35 pounds, girl. So I was like, okay, in like 3 months, along, with the start of the boot camp. So it really helped me to stay focused and just to keep God first. And also to keep God with everything that I'm doing, whether it's my job, whether it's with my personal goals, is to have him alongside with me.
That is amazing. Like 35 pounds,
Yes.
not me trying to lose five and I'm struggling.
Listen.
I'm trying to lose five and I'm over here struggling. Put the sugar down, Andrea.
Maybe challenging.
So the 21-day discipline boot camp, that's about 3 weeks. I want to say 3 weeks and about a day or two. Do you believe the 21-day discipline boot camp was long enough, or should it have been longer?
I think 21 days is a good start to the boot camp, because of course they always say it takes 3 weeks to break a habit, 21 days to break a habit. And I think that's a good thing for you to say, okay, I'm going to break this habit with this boot camp. It's going to help me to stay focused. But of course, the girlies, of course, we want to be longer. I mean, come on. If you can add a little, aftermath after the boot camp, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure people will love that. But the 3 weeks definitely did help to say, okay, we're going to stay committed. We're going to do this. We're going to pray together. We're going to do this worksheets together. Whatever it is that you have for us, I think a 21-day start is definitely Healthy. Well, let me ask you a question then. What is something that you're looking forward to when it comes to this upcoming challenge?
Honestly, I'm looking forward to helping people break the habit of like procrastination, laziness, and to really get discipline in this particular area of their life. The first discipline boot camp was to help women get disciplined, in their relationship with God, building up that discipline to spend time with Him, to seek Him, and things like this. But this one is a little bit different. This
Gosh.
one is a little bit deeper.
Okay.
It's centered around breaking the habit, breaking the addiction, non-substance
Okay.
addiction, breaking that behavior that is keeping you from pursuing what it is that you are meant to pursue, that anger issues, all of the things that are hindering you from becoming the woman of God, the entrepreneur, the CEO, right? So I'm really looking forward to helping them break that habit.
Yes.
Change your mind in this area of your life. You do not have to do this. This is what you can do now.
Got you.
You do not have to think this way. Think this way, according to the Bible, according to, scripture, experience, things like that. I just really want them to get dedicated to their growth.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of people out here preaching and teaching. At that time, it wasn't a lot of people doing programs and things like this, right? So now everybody's doing programs.
Right.
And so I just want to, get the people in that, desire to come in. And I really want to help them in that area so that they can become all that God is calling them to be.
No, that's right. So you plan on becoming the sergeant of this of just breaking down those strongholds. I am definitely with it.
It's a challenge because I felt like back then, here, you need to do this. You need to read your word. You need to get up in the morning and study your Bible. You need to do this. You need to do that. But
Right.
now we're growing. The business is growing. Like I'm maturing in Christ. It's like, okay, now let's get off the milk.
Okay.
Let's go into emotions.
Right.
Feeling that
Ooh.
way. Let's go into your behaviors for real.
Absolutely.
Let's get into the root of the problem, right? And we all are older now.
Girl.
My child is 8 years old.
Maybe we pushing it, girl.
We are getting older. And if you think about it, 3 years have passed. We should have, or we should be growing in Christ. And so there are some new things, new challenges that are coming up that even I myself am like, I don't think I need to be doing this anymore. I don't think I need to be saying this anymore. And if I'm having that issue, I'm sure somebody else is as well.
That is facts.
So, yeah, it's I am looking, I'm looking forward to it. I did just put a little bit more or a lot more effort into it, breaking it down. The trainings and the resources and the content and things like that, breaking it down to bite-sized pieces,
Okay, good. Okay.
but also like getting to the root, not so much surface level, like really getting into the root and challenging them to go deeper.
Yeah,
I
that's
think
important.
that's a struggle for a lot of Black women.
Honestly, it really is a challenge to really go deeper into to figure out what exactly is causing you to act the way you act in, for you to tap into those emotions and to figure it out and to even go back to your childhood traumas, your past, maybe even relive it for just a little bit so that you can actually gain that healing. I'm in the process of also healing innerly. So it's a lot. But praise the Lord. I'm happy that you are there to help with the ladies and to build that platform for people to feel some type of guidance. And I'm sure it's going to be great. I love that for you. So as far as the boot camp, I know that you mentioned that that's something you really want to get dive deeper into. Do you have a set goal for them as far as not goal, but Do you want them to already be mature in their spirituality? Do you want them to be babies? Like, is there a?
It doesn't really matter if they are, as spiritually mature or if they just, came to Christ yesterday. Like, it really doesn't matter. I'm looking for women who are in positions of leadership. I'm looking for women who want to improve themselves. I'm looking for women who want to grow. I'm looking for women who know that they need help in this area. They need guidance. They're looking for mentorship, right? So I want the hungry.
Got you.
I want the hungry. I want the women who are like me, relentlessly pursuing after purpose. If I got to get my mindset together, I need to get my mindset together. I need to, dedicate more time to spending in the word or, diving deeper into my emotions. I'm going to do that. There is a goal that we all are to meet, right? There is a place we all need to get to, and self-improvement and growing in your faith and in your mindset, that's a requirement.
It is. It truly is. It's a challenge now. We ain't saying it's gonna be easy, but that's the purpose of the boot camp. You are going through those trials, those tribulations, those challenges, but it's going to challenge you for the better. So I really hope you guys tune in and join her program because I know it's gonna be exciting. It helped change my life. So I know it's going to help change y'all's.
What would you say to the women who are kind of on the fence? They're thinking about joining, they're thinking about spending that coin. The price did change a little bit.
I mean, inflation, things happen. We gotta pay them bills, okay, baby?
But it's more in depth. And the price changed because I am really like dedicating the next or dedicating myself into this 21-day discipline boot camp. Really, like, I'm on a fast right now.
That's
30
right.
days.
Amen. She's preparing herself to be that sergeant for y'all to listen to the Holy Spirit.
I am, and taking these 30 days, I'm really seeing a difference. I'm really seeing God move, like, even in me. And I just know that these 21 days that I will be spending with them, like, they're gonna get all of me, right? So for the woman who is thinking about, spending that coin, having some hesitation, they want to join, they want to improve, but they're a little bit on the fence. What would you say to them?
Okay, I just actually just pulled a quote because I just screenshot this quote at 6:13 today. Because it was actually for me, but I'm going to share it for y'all too. It says, "It's on you to get you where you want to be." Now, I'm going to say that again so y'all can hear it from the back. It's on you to get you where you want to be. So if you have a desire to be somewhere and to be a different person, to change, to grow, to develop those spiritual habits that we need in order for us to maintain a healthy relationship with God, and not only with God, but just in your personal life as well, then what is you waiting on? Like, seriously, join the boot camp. Get it together, have that community of women. We're all starting at different levels, but if someone else is more mature in their Christianity, they can help you. You can help others. It's all about community, it's all about connection. Andrea definitely has that wisdom, and she's a leader and she's organized. So I definitely know she's not going to steer you wrong. So go for it, do it, and just wait and see what God is going to do in your life.
And this is something that I did differently than I did in the previous one. So anybody who joins a program, if they sign up for a one-on-one session, whatever they purchase with me, if they do any business with me, they automatically get the free group.
Praise the Lord, because we like to hear free. Yes, ma'am.
Just get in there, like. And you said that earlier, like, community is important.
Really
Being
is.
around other like-minded women, especially when you are healing and growing, that's very important. So that's a little perk I just wanted to throw in
Throw that
there.
in there. A little razzle dazzle. Yes, I love a good perk.
Jasmine, girl, thank you. Thank you so much. I can't even tell you like how grateful I am to you. Even on a personal level, there have been times where I would just be doubting myself and just down and out, even in my own business and ministry and stuff like that. And you would literally randomly text me. You will randomly text me and be like, I'm praying for you, thinking about you. And I'm like, Lord, what did I do? What did I do to deserve like that type of support? It's like in my mind, I spent 21 days with her, but clearly it impacted her life to the point where it's like now she hearing from God concerning me.
Right.
So I just wanted to thank you for that.
Absolutely. I thank you as well. I'm super excited to see what God has in store for you and for your community of women. I know it's going to go far. And ladies, like I said, join it. Matter of fact, go ahead and pause this video and join the thing. Okay. So I'm super excited about what God has in store.
And thank you so much. Everything that you have going on, all of your information, I'm gonna put it in the show notes below. I'm gonna put it in the description box so everybody can see what's going on with you, girl. And yeah, thank you so much.
Sis, let me ask you something. Are you tired of starting strong and slipping back into old patterns? If you're ready to develop real discipline, that is spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, then this 21-day discipline bootcamp is for you. I am inviting you to join my 21-day discipline bootcamp happening April 21st through May 12th, 2025. This is a transformational experience for Black female entrepreneurs and leaders who are ready to align their behaviors, mindsets, and emotional responses with the Word of God. Let's face it, y'all, it's time to break cycles. Okay, it's time to build consistency and become the focused, self-controlled, purpose-driven woman you were created to be. If you are ready to transform your mind, your emotional responses, and your behaviors that align with Christ, go ahead and click the link in my show notes or go to thedreak.com/21daybootcamp. This bootcamp will be jam-packed with prayer calls, live sessions, weekly coaching videos, community, and more. This is it. This is the moment. This is your opportunity to transform your mind, your will, and your emotions by learning to develop discipline in the very areas where the enemy has dwelled in. This is the moment that you have been waiting for. This is the moment you have been praying to God for. I am so incredibly proud of you for making this decision to take the next step in your spiritual and emotional development journey. I am so excited to see you all there.